إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters in the land of Singapore and elsewhere, from those who are following us through the net, حياكم الله to this session with the merits of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Allah Ta'ala blessed the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by many different blessings. At the beginning of that is the blessing that he chosen the best messenger of his to be the messenger that to be sent to them, and that he, Allah Ta'ala, blessed them with the day of Jum'ah, Friday, and he blessed them with the days of Eid, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. And he, Allah Ta'ala, blessed them with a month, which is the month of Ramadan, and blessed them with nights, which are the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and blessed them with days, which are the first 10 days of the Hijjah. And the blessings of Allah are endless to this Ummah. And from these blessed times, as we just mentioned, the first 10 days of the Hijjah. So what should the Muslim do in these days? First of all, just before we enter to these days, we have to prepare ourselves by the honest and pure repentance to Allah. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah An-Nur, Ayah 31, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And repent to Allah all you believers, so you may be success. And we have to prepare ourselves pre to these days by being so interesting and aware and willing to do all good deeds in these days, from the sayings and the actions. as what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ankabut, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَ لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. And those who struggle themselves for the sake of us, then we are going to guide them to the right path. And we have to prepare ourselves from turning away from the sins and disobedience, which can take the person far away from the mercy of Allah, the mercy that Allah Ta'ala said about it. إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Verily, the mercy of Allah is very close to the believers. And then we got to know that the first 10 days of the Hijjah are the days that Allah Ta'ala swore in the Quran with, as in Surah Al-Fajr, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, by the dawn and the 10 nights. The people of Tafsir said, as Ibn Kathir said in his Tafsir, these are the first 10 nights of the Hijjah. And these days are well known law of Islam, that these are the days of the remembrance, as what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hajj, ayah 28, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. So they remember Allah with His names that they know, with the known names, in these days, or to remember Allah with His name in these known days, for what He granted them of the grace and sustenance of the Bahimat al-An'am, which are the camels, cows and sheep, as well as goats. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, as well as Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, they said that these days, which are Ayyamul Ma'lumat, these are the 10 days of the Hijjah. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, emphasized the importance of these days, as in the hadith reported by Imam al-Bazzar and Ibn Hibban and authenticated by Albani, on the authority of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَضْلُ أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا أَفْضَلُ أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا أَيَّامِ الْعَشْرِ. The best days of this world are the days, the 10 days, meaning the 10 days of the Hijjah. It was said to him, nothing like them, even the jihad fi sabilillah. He said, nothing, even the jihad fi sabilillah, except a person who dusted his face with the sand, meaning by the jihad. In these days, there is a day which is nothing like unto it. It is the day of Arafah, which is called Al-Hajj al-Akbar, and the day of forgiveness of sins, and the day of freeing from the fire. And as it was said, if there is nothing in these 10 days except that the day of Arafah is one of them, then this would be enough to take them as very valuable days. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the merits of the day of Arafah, Al-Hajj Arafah. The Hajj is Arafah, meaning Arafah equals the Hajj. It does not mean it is enough for one to go for Arafah and that's it. But it means this day has a great reward equals the rest of the days of Hajj. And it includes also the day of An-Nahr or slaughtering, which is from the best days of the year, as some of the ulama said. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith reported by Abu Dawood and Nasai and authenticated by Albani, أعظم الأيام عند الله يوم النحر ثم يوم القرد. The best days to Allah, the best days before Allah is the day of slaughtering and the very cold day where people go to pray in the masajid. In these 10 days there are major worships to be done in these, as Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani said in Fath al-Bari, and what can be absorbed from the perfection of these 10 days of Hajj is the gathering of the major worships, as Salah, fasting, as prayers, fasting, charity, and Hajj, which can never be found in any days other than the days of the first 10 days of Hajj. The acts of worship in these days are better than them in any other days, as it is reported by Imam Bukhari in his Sahih on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام. قالوا يا رسول الله ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله؟ قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله ثم لم يرجع من ذلك بشيء. There are no days the good deed in them in which the good deed is more beloved to Allah from these days, meaning the 10 days of the Hijjah. They said, Ya Rasulullah, even jihad for the sake of Allah? He said, even jihad for the sake of Allah, except a man goes by himself and his wealth and never return back, and never nothing of these return back. And as what Imam Ahmad reported in his Musnad and authenticated by Albani on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, who said, I was by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I mentioned to him the deeds, and he said, there are no days that the amal, the deed of worship, is better in any other days than these days, the 10 days. They said, Ya Rasulullah, الجهاد في سبيل الله, the jihad for the sake of Allah. He then said, ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله, even the jihad for the sake of Allah, except for a man who goes by himself and his wealth في سبيل الله and never returns nothing from that. So from this we understand that these days includes the best worships, as we know that fasting is only known in Ramadan. And sadaqah in certain time and this and that. But in these days, they all are gathered and seen. And from the best deeds in these days is Hajj or Umrah. As the Prophet ﷺ said, as in the hadith agreed upon, الحج وإلى العمرة إلى العمرة كفارة لما بينهما والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. عمرة to the Umrah is the recovery for the sins in between them. And the perfect Hajj, Hajj Mabrur, has no reward except the Jannah. And the Hajj Mabrur or the perfect Hajj is the one based on sincerity and complete submission to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from these deeds is fasting, as what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith agreed upon, kullu amal ibn Adam lahu illa as-sawm fa innahu li wa ana ajibi. Every deed of worship is counted for the son of Adam, except fasting, it is for me and I am the one who rewards for it. Meaning no determined reward is made for it, but it's for Allah Ta'ala to give whatever reward He subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. And Allah is the all kind. And as in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Siyamu yawmi Arafah أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبله والتي بعده. Fasting the day of Arafah, I wish that Allah Ta'ala forgives with it the sins of the previous year and the future or the coming year. And we all know what is the reward of Salah. And the Dhikr, the Tahleel, Tahmeed, etc. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ in the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, as reported by Imam Bukhari, he said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ. And do as much as you can in these 10 days of Tahleel, La ilaha illallah, Takbir, Allahu Akbar, Tahmeed, Alhamdulillah. And that's why Ibn Umar never used to leave them. And he used to go, him and Abu Huraira, out to the market and the streets and in the days, in the first 10 days, and they make Takbir so people hear them and make Takbir also. And the sadaqah in these days, as what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim, ما نقصت صدقة من مال. Sadaqah would never reduce the wealth. And there are a lot of good deeds to be done in these days, other than what we mentioned, like learning how to recite Quran and reciting it, and teaching recitation of it and the interpretation of it, istighfar, seeking forgiveness, doing good and being kind to the parents, having good connection with your kinship, and giving salam out to everyone, feeding the needy, doing the compromise between people, calling for good warning of evil, holding the tongue from extending into the honors of others, holding the private vows from being used in the haram way, doing good to your neighbors, doing good to your guests, spend for the sake of Allah, remove whatever can harm people from their way. Bring the happiness to your wife and children. Sponsor orphans. Visit ill persons. Follow the janaza, etc., etc., from the huge number of good deeds which can be done in these days. And anyway, the conclusion of that is to do all good and to avoid all evil by the meaning of good and evil. May Allah Ta'ala accept from us all and protect us all and gather us all back again in the day of resurrection along with our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us from those who drink from his lake and gain his intercession and accompany him in the Jannah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbih. We'll leave some time for questions if you have, otherwise we are approaching the Maghrib prayer time here in Saudi. Wallahu a'lam wa jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
There's a question here.
نعم.
We fast
10
days or we only fast on the
9th
of
Dhul Hajj? Well, Alhamdulillah, as you hear, these 10 days, nothing of the days is like them in doing the good deeds. And fasting is one of the best of the good deeds that the Muslim can do. If you can fast the 9 days, 9 days altogether, that would be perfect. If not, you fast as much as you can of them. If not, you just remain on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, but not 10 days, because the 10th is is the Eid, and the Eid is forbidden to fast it. But meaning to do good deeds even in the 10th of the Hijjah, but not fasting. Allahu a'lam.
Sheikh, there's no more questions for us.
Alright, I just remembered one issue here. If the person wants to fast the 9th day of Dhul Hijjah and it is Friday, should he fast it, or because of Rasulullah said Friday is not to be fasted separately, a day before or a day after must be added to it? The answer is, this is if the person is willing to fast any Friday in the year. But if it is a particular Friday, he is not fasting for the Friday itself, but he is fasting for the day of Arafah. Now regardless if it is Friday or not, because in the Hajj of Rasulullah ﷺ, the 9th was Friday, and Rasulullah ﷺ did say nothing to anybody in regard to that. So from that we understand that day of Arafah, even if it is Friday, it still can be fasted even alone. And if it is Saturday, of course it is more simple than the Friday. Wallahu a'lam. And by that we end up our session. Willing to inshallah ta'ala see you in the near future. وجزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.